ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 इंटाइटल्ड द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इंट्रोडक्शन टेक्स्ट 4। निवृत्त तर्षैरुपगीयमानात् भव औषधि श्रोत मनो अभिरामात् का उत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादात् पुमान् विरज्येत् विना पशुघ्नात्। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? Purport. So we have a long purport, so we will read half the purport. And the other half we will discuss tomorrow. So that is the, that's how it has been divided. Purport. In India, it is the practice among the general populace to hear about Krishna either from Bhagavad Gita or from Srimad Bhagavatam in order to gain relief from the disease of repeated birth and death. Although India is now fallen, when there is a message that someone will speak about Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, thousands of people still gather to hear. This verse indicates, however, that such recitation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam must be done by persons completely freed from material desires. Nivritta Tarshai. Everyone within this material world, beginning from Brahma down to insignificant ant, is full of material desires for sense gratification, for sense enjoyment. And everyone is busy in sense gratification. But when thus engaged, one cannot fully understand the value of Krishna Katha, either in the form of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. If we hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from liberated persons, this hearing will certainly free us from the bondage of material activities. But hearing Srimad Bhagavatam by a professional reciter cannot actually help us achieve liberation. Krishna Katha is very simple. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as he himself explains. Mattaha parataram na anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. O Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Simply by understanding this fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become a liberated person. But especially in this age, because people are interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita from unscrupulous person who depart from the simple presentation of Bhagavad Gita and distort it for their personal satisfaction, they fail to derive the real benefit. There are big scholars, politicians, philosophers, and scientists who speak on Gita, on Bhagavad Gita, in their own polluted way. And people in general hear from them, being uninterested in hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a devotee. A devotee is one who has no other motive for reciting Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam than to serve the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore advised us to hear the glories of the Lord from a realized person. Bhagavat paro diya bhagavat sthane. Unless one is personally a realized soul in the science of Krishna consciousness, a neophyte should not approach him about to hear about the Lord. For this is strictly forbidden by Srila Sanatan Goswami, who quotes the verse from Padma Purana. Avaishnava mukhod grinan putram putam hari kathamritam shravanam naeva kartavyam sarpo chishtam yathapaya. One should avoid hearing from a person not situated in Vaishnava behavior. A Vaishnava is nivritta darshan. That is, he has no material purpose. For his only purpose is to preach Krishna consciousness. So-called scholars, philosophers and politicians exploit the importance of Bhagavad Gita by distorting its meaning for their own purposes. Therefore, this verse warns that Krishna Katha should be recited by a person who is nivritta tarshai. Shukadeva Goswami epitomizes the proper reciter for Srimad Bhagavatam, and Maharaj Parikshit, who purposefully left his kingdom family prior to meeting death, epitomizes the person fit to hear it. A qualified reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right medicine, bhav aushadhi, for the conditioned souls. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to train qualified preachers to recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world, so that people in general in all parts of the world may take advantage of this movement and thus be relieved of the threefold miseries of material existence. The instructions of Bhagavad Gita and the descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam are so pleasing that almost anyone suffering from threefold miseries of material existence will desire to hear the glories of the Lord from these books and thus benefit on path of liberation. Two classes of men, however, will never be interested in hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are determined to commit suicide and those determined to kill cows and other animals for the satisfaction of their own tongues. Although such persons may make a show of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam at a Bhagavad Saptaha, that is but another creation of karmis who cannot derive any benefit from such a performance. The word Pashuganat is important in this connection. Pashugana means butcher. Persons fond of performing ritualistic ceremonies for elevation to higher planetary systems must offer sacrifices, yajna, by killing animals. Lord Buddhadev therefore rejected the authority of the Vedas because his mission was to stop animal sacrifices which are recommended in Vedic ceremonies. So we'll read the remaining purport tomorrow, so we'll speak from this. Hare Krishna. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system, that is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Description of the Lord are right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? So seeking the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something on this most beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, very, very famous verse. Devotees often quote this verse and speak on this. So I seek all of your blessings to speak something. And of course, we'll be hearing tomorrow more detailed and elaborately on this verse, continuing. So this verse spoken by Parikshit Maharaj in the series of verses, the first three verses as we heard, Parikshit Maharaj is thanking Shukadev Goswami and requesting him to further speak on the glorious pastimes of Sri Krishna in great elaboration. So in this theme, Parikshit Maharaj is speaking those most beautiful words. And we see in the purport which we read, the part of the purport which we read, Srila Prabhupada makes three or four points which we will see. So first of all, Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains that In India, it is common that whenever there is a Bhagavad Sapta or there is a recitation of Bhagavatam, thousands of people come for hearing the kathas. But Srila Prabhupada explained that what is the qualification of the speaker, which has to be taken into account, which is very, very essential, that what is the qualification, as Parikshit Maharaj is saying, nivritta tarshay, that is free from material desires. I remember one time I went with Madan Gopalpur for Janmashtami program to his hometown, and then he was speaking on this verse, nivritta tarshay. So he was explaining, nivritta, nivritta, usually we say seva nivritta or retired, or that is how the word nivritta means, or retired. So nivritta tarshay, or nivritta tarshay means tarshanas, or the material desires. So who is qualified to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam is one who is nivritta tarshair, or who is having no material desires. So, and of course in the previous class we were hearing what is the qualification of the hearer, how submissively and attentively one should hear. And herein Shukadev Parikshit Maharaj is saying that the speaker should be nivritta tarshair. So this is very, very important. In the recent times, in one of the Brahmachari classes, we were discussing this topic, that how careful we should be when we are hearing from someone. Because when we eat something, how conscious we are, where is it coming from, or who has made it, or who has cooked it, or at least we should be conscious, like where the food item is come, is it offered. So anything we take from the mouth, we are very careful. Anything we see, we are very conscious and careful that we see the right things. So anything we accept through our ears, we should be very, very careful. That as what we eat affects our health, similarly, what we hear affects our spiritual consciousness, our consciousness. Therefore, it is very, very essential that we hear from a bona fide source, a person who is coming in parampara, a person who is nivritta tarshair, as Srila Prabhupada is explaining. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada further on explains that if we hear from such a professional kathakar whose motivation is not to present Krishna as it is, but to distort for his own personal agenda, to get some name, to get some fame, to attract the attention of the people, then that will not have effect. That's why Srila Prabhupada is saying, we have so many Bhagavad Kathas, Bhagavad Saptas going on, but we do not see to that extent the transformation in the lives of people, because the person who is speaking does not have pure motivation. Therefore, we should be very, very careful what we are hearing. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in his personal life, he taught through his example, whatever would be presented before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear would be screened by Swarup Damodar Goswami if there is any Siddhanta or any Appa Sampradaya or any Rasabhas is there. Mahaprabhu would get very disturbed. Therefore, Swarup Damodar Goswami would personally screen all the presentations which would be presented before Mahaprabhu. So therefore, and also we have that example of Vallabha Bhatt, when he wanted to present his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu was avoiding, and all the devotees were avoiding that commentary. Mahaprabhu knew, because Vallabha Bhatt does not accept Sridhar Swami, who is the original commentator from the authorized commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, so the point here, as Prabhupada is, or in the verse, it is said that Prabhupada in the translation write, that is the glorification of the Lord is performed in parampara system, that is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. So that is most important when we are hearing from someone, or when we are going for some katha, we should be conscious from whom we are hearing, because that is going to affect our consciousness. There is one story from, I think, there is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when there is a Bhagavad Katha was going on, and all the devotees were hearing katha, and then they were all very rapt attention they're hearing, and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj could sense his motivation, and he was saying, he's just saying, money, money, women, women, money, money, women, women. That's what he's chanting. So that's what is actually affecting our consciousness, the consciousness of the speaker. Of course, sitting here, we can say, what is our qualification to speak on? Then, are we Nivritta Tarshe? Of course not. But we are sitting here on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual masters who are actually Nivritta Tarshe. So if we are in the mood of serving them, in pleasing them, and speaking under their instructions, then that will affect people's heart, because it is Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master who will empower and who will, their compassion will actually flow out from the speaker's mouth if he is submissively following that parampara. Another point which, of course, another thing about which Srila Prabhupada makes is that Krishna Katha is very simple. As it says in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes 7.7, O Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. If somebody just simply explains this or just accepts this, he is liberated. There's no need for big scholarship, as Prabhupada writes. There are big scholars, politicians, scientists who pollute the message of Bhagavad Gita. That is important. And Prabhupada also quotes Sanatana Goswami that a person or hearing Bhagavad Katha from a person who is not a Vaishnava is like drinking milk touched by a serpent. It is poisonous. It can cause death. It can have fatal effects. Therefore, the motivation of the person is very, very important. For that matter, for anything in spiritual life, it is the motivation that counts. As very brilliantly, when we chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Srila Prabhupada giving the meaning of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offers that we are praying to Srimati Radharani and Krishna to please engage me in my service. So one time His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was explaining that actually when we chant in this mood, with this motivation, otherwise this is, if you simply see the Maha Mantra, it's just an arrangement of names of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. But when we chant with this understanding, with this prayer that please engage me in my service, then that pleases Krishna. So simply not just the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam or the holy names will please Krishna. It is the motivation of the speaker and the hearer that actually gives or brings about a transformation. And similarly, when we go in front of Sri Radha Gopinath, Maharaj was explaining, it is the mood in which we go and see Radha Gopinath, that we want to serve you. In that mood, when we go and approach Radha Gopinath and when we see them, then they are actually happy to see us. And then we get the actual benefit of seeing their lordships, Shri Radha Gopinathji. So the whole idea is about motivation. And as we were hearing, Mahanand Prabhu was very brilliantly explaining that this is actually what this hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam will actually purify us and is the solution to all the problems of this world. All the problems, as he was saying, are there in this world because of forgetfulness of Krishna. Because forgetfulness of Krishna results in envy. We think we are the controllers, we are the enjoyers, not Krishna. And that the solution to that is hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam from the right sources in parampara. And that is what the solution is. And in hearing, we can overcome envy, we can overcome lamentation, hankering, and then become free from fear. That is the process. So one beautiful example which comes in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Mahaprabhu personally demonstrate this point very, very beautifully in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, in one of the pastimes of the chastisement of Devananda Pandit. He was also one of the very wonderful, powerful Bhagavat scholar. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains he was like the qualities of he was very respectful, very well known, and so his various qualities of his, he was in sannyasi from his childhood, celibate monk from his childhood. But then what was Mahaprabhu's response to all of his qualities, we will see here. So once Mahaprabhu was with all his associates, he was walking around in Navadvip, as performing his Harinam Sankirtan. This is before he accepted sannyas. So Srivas Thakur and all the associates in Navadvip, Mahaprabhu would be dancing, chanting all throughout the streets. And he was going one time on the streets and towards the house of our, where is that, father of Sarvam Bhattacharya? No. Visharad, what is that? He was going towards the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya, and on the way comes the residence of Devananda Pandit. And Mahaprabhu heard, he was giving a Bhagavad Katha that time, and Mahaprabhu heard that his explanations are of the Bhagavatam which he was speaking. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became extremely angry, and then he began to loudly, in great anger, began to recite, "What kind of explanation can this fellow give? He has never understood the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in any of his lifetimes. What qualification does this fellow have to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is the incarnation of Lord Krishna in the form of book. How can he speak on this?" In the Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is described as the ultimate goal of life. And then Mahaprabhu explains, "The four Vedas are like yogurt, and Bhagavatam is like butter, and Shukadev Goswami churned, and Parikshit Maharaj is relishing that nectar, Navaneet, that soft butter." And then this personality who is differentiating between me, Srimad Bhagavatam, and my servant is destroying the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu was remembering one incident where Devanand Pandit offended Srivas Thakur. And then in this way, Mahaprabhu, in great anger, with great angry mood, he was describing one after another the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And devotees were very happy and pleased to hear these glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. In an apparently angry mood, Mahaprabhu was reciting. And then again the Lord said, "That rascal doesn't know a thing at all from Srimad Bhagavatam. This fellow never mentions devotional service in an explanation. Watch now, I will go and tear his Srimad Bhagavatam." And the Lord Mahaprabhu began to run to the house of Devanand Pandit to tear his Bhagavatam. And then all the Vaishnavas stopped Mahaprabhu. "No, Mahaprabhu, please stop. Do not go and tear his Srimad Bhagavatam." Mahaprabhu says that one who thinks that I understand Srimad Bhagavatam, he does not actually know the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. So then Mahaprabhu, of course, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that Devanand Pandit was filled with all the good qualities. Such an educated person is very, very rare. But then he explains, "Sesava lokera yatha bhagavate brahma tateye anyera garva tara shasta yama." Yet Yamaraj punishes one who glorifies such reciters who have misunderstood Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, we should be very, very careful to whom we are hearing from. One who reads Srimad Bhagavatam and blasphemes. In this way, Mahaprabhu would wander all over the place in Navadvip. Another time, he was wandering in the city along with Srivas Pandit, and then he came at the edge of the town, and Mahaprabhu smelled wine. He came in front of a wine shop, and then Mahaprabhu came in the mood of Sri Balramji, thinking of wine as Varuni, and then he wanted to rush inside the brothel, inside that wine house, and Srivas Thakur held Mahaprabhu. "Mahaprabhu, please do not go." Mahaprabhu says, "Of course, I am beyond all these rules and regulations. Why are you stopping me?" But Srivas Thakur says, "No, Mahaprabhu, please stop, please stop." And then, Srivas Thakur says that, "If you go to the wine shop, I'll drown myself in this. You are the father of the universe. And if you break the religious principle, who will follow the regulative principle? So please, Mahaprabhu, do not go to this wine shop." Of course, Mahaprabhu there stops. He doesn't go just to fulfill his devotee's wish. And then, when the Mahaprabhu was chanting loudly, when all the people in the wine shop, they heard, they just came out drunk, and they were actually like intoxicated, and they were come out, and in their intoxicated state, some of them started to chant Hari Hari, and then they were dancing, and some of them were saying, Nimai Pandit is such a nice person, he is well behaved, he is singing nicely. So in this way, in their maddened state, actually they were glorifying Mahaprabhu. They joyfully began to chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Narayan, and they also were dancing in their maddened state. And Mahaprabhu glanced towards them and gave them love of Godhead. Even the drunkards felt happy to see Lord Chaitanya, whereas sinful sannyasi who saw him simply engaged in blasphemy. So Mahaprabhu, Vrindavana Das Thakura saying, even the drunkards could experience happiness on seeing Mahaprabhu, unlike those who are blaspheming Srimad Bhagavatam by missing the subject matter of devotional service. So that is to that extent Mahaprabhu is showing through his leelas that there is such a grave offense that even one who is breaking the regulative principle, he is getting the mercy of Mahaprabhu to the comparison of one who is blaspheming Srimad Bhagavatam by not speaking the about devotional service. And as Mahaprabhu explains, that every word of Srimad Bhagavatam glorifies Krishna. Every sentence, every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually glorifying the Supreme Lord Krishna. And Vrindavana Das Thakura says, I offer my obeisance to anyone, even a drunkard, who saw the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. So then in this way, Mahaprabhu wandered, and once he further goes ahead, and he saw Devanand Pandit coming from the opposite side. So then, of course, at that time the Lord recalled the event how Devanand Pandit had offended Srivas Thakur. And Devanand Pandit Vrindavana Thakura explained that he would speak on Srimad Bhagavatam from the beginning of his childhood, and he had maintained a vow of celibacy. At one time, this is before Mahaprabhu became a devotee, Srivas Thakura visited Devanand Pandit in one of his Bhagavat Katha, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam filled Srivas Thakura with great ecstasy, and he had tears in his eyes, he was shivering, and all the ecstatic symptoms were manifest, but all the scholarly students of Devanand Pandit, they were thinking that this is a disturbance that to our academic study of Srimad Bhagavatam. So they decided a plot, they lift Srivas Thakur and throw him out. Unfortunately, Devanand Pandit, he did not stop them. As Vrindavana Das Thakura says, Devananda Pandit nakailo nivarana guru yatha bhakti shunya tatha shishya gana. Devanand Pandit did not stop them. As Guru was devoid of devotional service, so were his students. Guru yatha bhakti shunya tatha shishya gana. Like Guru, like disciples. What is that? Prabhupada said, Guru chela? What is that? Thelam thela, something like that. That Guru is leading the blind followers. So then Srivas, in great distress, he returned home. But Sri Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul, he knew about this incident, and therefore he was very, very angry with Devanand Pandit. And as soon as he saw Devanand, his whole incident came to his mind, and he again became very, very angry. And with great rage, Mahaprabhu began to speak. Oh Devanand, let me tell you something. Now you are teaching Srimad Bhagavatam to everyone. Srivas, whom even the Ganges desire to see, once went to hear Bhagavatam from you. For what offense of his did your students throw him out of your house? Is it proper to throw out someone who, after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, is crying in love for Krishna? And in this way, I can understand that even though you teach Srimad Bhagavatam, you have not realized its purport in any of your lifetimes. One who eats to his full satisfaction feels happy when he goes out in the world. But I tell you that even though you teach Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of ecstatic love, you have not achieved happiness. And Vrindavana Das Thakura explains this in this verse, that one who eats, one who is completely satisfied, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj comments, that he experiences satisfaction when he goes out, he is completely satisfied. But a false reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam does not even experience that level of satisfaction or happiness. Unless we glorify Krishna and his devotees, which is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the purpose for which Shukadev Goswami and Vyasadev wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, we are defeating the purpose of the book, and we cannot experience any satisfaction from either recitation or hearing of that narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. So then Devanand Pandit, being a gentleman, he felt ashamed, he did not reply, and he just walked by, hearing Mahaprabhu's chastisement. Of course, Vrindavan Das Thakur explained that yet Devanand Pandit was most fortunate, for the Lord personally chastised him. Only a most fortunate person receives punishment from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If one dies as a result of Lord's punishment, he attains Vaikuntha, as we saw when Krishna killing all the demons, they went back to Godhead or achieved Mukti. Similarly, anyone who was chastised by Lord Chaitanya is most glorious and most fortunate. Of course, Vrindavan Das Thakur explained, one who faithfully accepts Lord Chaitanya's punishment attains ecstatic love as a result. Chaitanya radanda jay mastake karilaye shay danda tare prema bhakti yoga hoy. One who accepts the punishment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his head, one who accepts the punishment in a humble, submissive mood, he can attain the mercy of Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu again glorifies in various verses Srimad Bhagavatam, and then he explains that Krishna appears in this world in four forms: in the forms of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the form of Tulsi Maharani, Vrinda Devi, in the form of Sri Ganga Mai, and all the devotees. And Mahaprabhu explains, and Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, that when Krishna comes in the form of deity, we have to install by invoking mantras, by performing yajnas, and inviting their lordships to reside in the Archavagraha form. But in these four forms, as soon as they appear, Krishna is actually there in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the form of Tulsi Maharani, in the form of Sri Ganga Maiya, and in the form of his devotees. So that is, Krishna is personally present in these four forms from the beginning. And so in this way, Mahaprabhu chastises, setting an example of how careful one should be from these recitations. Even though one may be a great scholar, apparently all good qualities, as Vrindavan Das Thakur explained, Devanand Pandit had, but still he was rejected by Mahaprabhu and chastised. Of course, being a gentleman, he accepted the chastisement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with gracefully. And then another beautiful episode, we see how Devanand Pandit actually became an associate of the Lord by serving the devotees. The Siddhanta which Mahaprabhu is teaching very beautifully in another pastime, when Mahaprabhu was in Kuliya Gram, where he forgave all the offenders, Devanand Pandit also came there and Mahaprabhu gave him his mercy. Then after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Devanand Pandit had the good fortune of meeting Vrakreshwar Pandit. Vrakreshwar Pandit was a great associate of Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Brahmanda Pavitra Hoye Jar Smaranai Matra. That just by remembering Vrakreshwar Pandit, the whole universe becomes sanctified. So that exalted devotee was Vrakreshwar Pandit. He was overwhelmed with ecstatic feelings of separation from Krishna. Even the demigods were amazed by his dancing. When Vrakreshwar Pandit would dance, even the demigods would come to see his most beautiful dancing. Who has the power to describe Vrakreshwar Pandit's unlimited transformation of ecstatic love? Vrindavan Das Thakur extols his glories further on. And then one time Vrakreshwar Pandit happened to stay in the ashram of Devanand Pandit. That was the great fortune of Devanand Pandit. And Devanand Pandit, seeing the beautiful dancing and his devotional ecstasies and moods, he became very attracted to Vrakreshwar Pandit, and he began to serve Vrakreshwar Pandit very humbly, very menially. As long as Vrakreshwar Pandit would be dancing, Devanand Pandit would guard him with a stick in his hand. He would keep a stick in his hand and he would personally guard. He would personally keep people away from Vrakreshwar. And whenever Vrakreshwar Pandit would fall in ecstasy out of unconscious out of ecstasy, he would catch him in his arms and worship him. And that was the result of his... And the result, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, Tarasange Thakitana Dekhiya Prakasha Takhane Janmila Prabhu Chaitanya Vishwasa. Previously, Devanand Pandit did not have faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur explained, while Vrikreshwar Pandit stayed with Devanand Pandit, Devanand observed his glories and thus developed faith in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The fruits of serving Vaishnavas described in Puranas were directly seen in this incident. That is, by serving the devotees, we get faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just by serving Vrikreshwar Pandit, Devanand Pandit, actually who had no faith in Mahaprabhu, now had complete faith and he could understand the glories of Mahaprabhu. Of course, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that he was peaceful, self-controlled, sense-controlled from the beginning. He had no greed, many other good qualities which are mentioned, but he had no faith in Gaurachandra, the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. But that sinful mentality was destroyed by Vrikreshwar Pandit in Devanand Pandit. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, Krishna seva hoito Vaishnava seva bado Bhagavata Adi Sabha Shastre Kailo Dhada. The service of the Vaishnava is superior to the service of Krishna. All the scriptures headed by Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this. That service to the Vaishnavas is higher than service to Krishna. And of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur quote various verses from various Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Radham Param. That the worship of, among all the worship, Vishnu worship is best, and better than worship of Vishnu is the worship of his devotees. So in this way, various verses he quotes. Another beautiful verse which Vrindavan Das Thakur explains how service to Vaishnavas is higher. Siddhara bhavati va neti samshayo achyuta sevinam nisamshayastu tad bhakta paricharya ratatmanam. Siddhira bhavati va neti. There may be a doubt whether the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will attain perfection. So there is a doubt. But there is absolutely no doubt that those who are attached to serving the Lord's devotee, nisamshayastu tad bhakta, to serving the Lord's devotee will attain perfection. That is the quote from Govinda Bhashya, which explains that it may be doubtful that the servants of the Lord may or may not go back to Godhead, but those who are serving the devotees of the Lord will definitely achieve the Lord's lotus feet. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes that service to the Vaishnavas is the best means. And then, when Devanand Pandit came back with this background, having served Vrikreshwar Pandit, Mahaprabhu, he offered obeisances, Mahaprabhu embraced him, accepted him, and then he excused him of all his previous sins. Mahaprabhu said, "You are able to see me because you have served Vrikreshwar Pandit. Krishna personally resides in the heart of Vrikreshwar, and wherever Vrikreshwar dances, Krishna is personally there. And you served Vrikreshwar Pandit. Therefore, I am very pleased with you." And then Devanand Pandit, he began to offer his prayers to Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu accepted him. And then Devanand Pandit asked Mahaprabhu, "How should I recite Srimad Bhagavatam? What should be the mood of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam?" And then Mahaprabhu explained what should be the mood of the reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam, or what should be the mood in which Srimad Bhagavatam should be spoken. Mahaprabhu explained, Adi Madhya Ante Bhagavate Eikai Vishnu Bhakti Nityasad Akshay Avyay. In the beginning, middle and end of Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service to Vishnu is described as eternally perfect, inexhaustible and infallible. Of course, long purports. And Mahaprabhu again glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam, and Mahaprabhu again says that one who thinks I understand Srimad Bhagavatam does not know the glories. If a foolish person takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam is revealed to him. Then Mahaprabhu explains that while reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, you should explain devotional service in the beginning, in the middle, and even the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you will no longer commit any offense, and you will immediately become joyful at heart. All the scriptures glorify devotional service to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is specially filled with the mellows of devotional service to Krishna. Go and teach Srimad Bhagavatam by explaining the nectarian devotional service of Krishna. So in this way, Mahaprabhu personally instructed Devanand Pandit that the only and only subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam should be the glories of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his pure unalloyed devotees. And this is the qualification is, as this today's verse is, Nivritta Tarshair, that one who is freed from material desires, or one who is repeating the message of one who is freed of material desires, the Srila Prabhupada and his disciples and the spiritual masters who are actually freed from material desires. So when we speak on Srimad Bhagavatam with this understanding that we are repeating the message which is given by those great souls who are actually Nivritta Tarshair, then that message of Srimad Bhagavatam can have a transformative effect in our own lives and in the lives of those who are hearing this subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.